So I'm going to borrow a phrase from one of our interns. She called this gesture legislation, meaning there's no real legislative impact, but it is making a statement. Ken, is that a fair description?
I think it is. I think the fact of the matter is that inside the Republican world, there is a significant group that cares deeply about a variety of social agenda items, and even though passing bills related to them wouldn't have an impact at a state level, I think that's kind of a political reality inside the Republican world.
Debbie, what do you think? Is this something that's limited to the Republican world, or do we see the same kind of legislation when Democrats are in the majority?
Well, I suspect that both parties have been guilty at times of bringing forth legislation that allows members of its parties to vote on issues they know is not going to go anywhere. I think some of the issues in particular that some of the conservatives are considering are issues that have some pretty emotional reactions to them. I fear in some ways can be divisive or energize bases on both sides, quite frankly, like a partial birth abortion does.
Ken, you've served in the legislature. Give us kind of a look behind the veil. Do proposals that, for instance, create a state ban in addition to an existing federal ban serve a secondary purpose that's not readily visible to the general public?
The vast majority of legislators, and I'll speak here of Republican legislators, they don't run for office or seek election based on a narrow social agenda. But, you know, they recognize that there are many Republican activists, and in the case of abortion, Democratic activists, that care very deeply about some of these social issues, and they have to work with that element inside their party.
Debbie, what about outside of the legislature, regardless of whether or not these proposals actually pass? Are they being used as rallying points for certain parts of a political base?
Oh, absolutely. If you go back and you look at elections that you've seen in the last few cycles, each of the parties has had a period of time when it's been hard to energize its membership or to energize its base. Clearly in Michigan, there was a Democrats faced a very challenging time in the last election. And issues like the ones that you talked about have an ability to energize voters who normally don't care to touch a passion within them that makes them get involved and to express their opinion about something matters to them.
Ken, has this always been part of the legislative process, and do you think it's a good use of that process?
Well, it always has been, and it always will be. No, it's not a particularly good use of the legislative process, but the legislative process is in part politics and in part policy. So I think we just have to recognize the reality that politics inside the Republican Party or politics inside the Democratic Party at times are going to drive what legislators introduce or what bills they actually vote on.
Ken, Debbie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.